Thank you so much, Deborah and Jake, for coming along to help me move my line of vase.
Not a problem at all, and we're happy to help. We are indeed.
Oh, Jake, I forgot you did a little sniggering thing. I mean, seriously. Anyway, but yes, I want it moved over there, if you do not mind, please. I mean, I would have done it myself or called my window cleaner, Terence DeMeo, but he's out at the moment, so I thought you would love to help out.
It's not a problem at all, Wilma. We're happy to help.
Well, I'm glad you're. I mean, I couldn't ask my husband, Patrick Timber. I mean, him doing all the law courts and stuff. And besides, have you seen? He is stick figure. I mean, he is no muscly man.
Well, neither am I, Wilma Timber.
No, but you have youth, and that's something, Jake. And between you three, I'm sure you'll be able to move my line of hearts of hearts. I mean, my precious line of hearts of hearts. I mean, it was handed down to me from my parents and from their parents. It's just in the family. I mean, just seriously.
Yes, Wilma Timber, we understand that.
Well, I said, just move it over there, please. Move it over there.
Oh, TJ, you can... TJ, why are you jumping up and down? Oh, I think he needs the loo. Where's the loo?
Well, just over up the stairs and then round the corner and then you should find it. Now, you better be careful. Now, what? My vase! My lana vase! My lana vase! What is... My vase is broken! My vase... TJ! What is the meaning of this?
Oh, Wilma Timber, we're ever so sorry. I'm sure TJ is with you.
Well, why doesn't he say so and speak for himself, this little one? I mean, seriously, this is the farce that has been through my family. I cannot believe it. I get you to come here to make sure you sort it out, and then before you even start moving it, you break my line of our farce. I cannot... Just gotta breathe slow. Count of 1 to 10 with my eyes closed. No, I'm still gonna lose composure. This is ridiculous. I will have you up on charges.
Well, mate, you would already do.
Oh, yes, I would. And my lawyer husband will make sure you pay every single penny. And not only that you will also pay emotional damages and interest for what has just occurred to my beautiful Lana Bazabaz. And not only that, I will tell you now that I am not going to let you off the hook like that. You do not mess with Wilma Timber without paying severe consequences.
Morning, Wilma Timber. I'm here as usual on Monday morning to do your windows.
Oh, Terence, I forgot to say, I don't need you.
Oh, but I'm usually here every single Monday without fail. In fact, I'm not allowed to take a holiday because you usually scream at me if I don't.
Well, Terence, your sister's on the quiet. I have got some new window cleaners for life.
What does that mean?
Well, point being, my line of vase of vase, oh my days, was broken. And now, the people broken it are paying back by doing my windows for me. For an eternity. I mean, it's so spiffing. The fact that I managed to get this deal out of it. I mean, I can't believe my vase is still gone, but not all hope is lost.
So what, you're saying I don't need to do your windows anymore?
No, you have been released.
So what, you're saying they're doing your windows forever?
Yes!
And it sounds like they're doing it for free.
Well, I mean, free is better, Terence, than what you had to offer. I mean, seriously. Wilma, you are very wealthy. Well, I'm just saying, but I mean, you charging me, you know, £7 for every time you come around was a bit extreme.
That's my going rate, being a window cleaner. I mean, what do you expect me to do it for free?
Well, I mean...
That was an idea.
But don't worry, because Wilma Timber has sourced new people to help me on a full-time basis. So chop along now, chop along. I don't need you anymore.
Okay, bye, Wilma.
Bye. It was tempting to keep him around for the eye candy, but I mean, once someone's got their windows done, I mean, who needs them?
Hello, Wilma Timber. I'm here this morning to help you out.
Oh, Franny, my... did you not get my text?
What text?
I don't need you anymore.
Oh, that's a maid?
Yeah, no, I've already got someone and they work a lot cheaper.
Oh, really? How cheap's cheap?
Well, free, basically. They're paying back for what they did to my line of vase of vase.
Your what?
My big up vase, you know that one.
Oh, that thing.
Yes, that thing. That family heirloom that was desecrated by that silly little boy with the blue hair.
Oh, you mean TJ, who's often at the news?
Yes, him. I mean, who does he think he is?
But anyway, they're paying back. And because that vase was priceless, I'm telling you, they're paying back with me with employment.
So you're not going to pay them?
Fanny mate, I barely paid you. I don't know why you're squawking about the fact I don't pay them. Yeah, but at least it was enough money to kind of technically live on. I mean, and people had other kinds, but I mean, this isn't fair.
Yes, it is. It's payback for what I did to my line of vase vases.
Well, I leave then. Bye, Wilma.
Bye-bye.
You know, having this picture up of Wayne and DeConey, it always reminds me of what could have been if he didn't try to kill someone. I could have let that idiot guy get off.
Oh well, well, what could have been? I was so close with that one. Oh, Wilma Timber, hello.
Mr. Tyler, oh, I'm so glad
I could come to see you.
Well, not at all. I mean, what are you doing here? You do have a husband who's in the same profession as I am.
I know, but he's a bit too ethical and stuffy, and I needed a real deal.
Well, you come to my place, so what do you want to have in mind?
Well, I'm suing Deborah, Jake, and TJ, and especially TJ.
What for?
They broke my line of bars of bars.
Your line of bars of bars?
Yes, my line of bars of bars.
Well, and how much is it worth?
It's priceless.
Well, that's interesting, but even I need to kind of calculate how much it is worth.
Plus emotional damage and interest.
Well, yes, Wilma, that would be certainly on the docket. I mean, I'm all for extortionate prices, but even I need to know what ballpark we're going for.
Well, I want you to get as much money as you can until it hurts. Actually, no. Until it helps repair the drift, the bridge that has been severed by the breaking of my line of bars of bars.
I understand that, Wilma, but I do still need to work out the price. Even if we're going to ratchet it up a bit, I kind of need to know what I'm hitting at.
So what does that mean? You're not going to represent me?
No, I mean get an appraisal, get someone with an antique deal or something to work out.
That means I have to do with Nancy Bourbon.
Well, is that so bad? Have you known her? She's so moody.
When goodness me, she's like, why am I in this town, Guatemala? I'm like, I understand I feel like it sometimes, but seriously, I make it work because I wander streets. What are you doing, Nancy? I mean, seriously.
Well, get Nancy to sign on the bottom of the line about how much it's worth, and then I'll add in the interest and the emotional damage. And then we can see what we can have cooking.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Mr. Tyler. And you can count on you.
Oh, hello, Marion Richards. Red is your colour.
Of course it is. I wear it all the time, Wilma Timber. I'm so glad you invited us and Rudalea.
Of course, Rudalea, Wilma Timber. I'm so glad to see you. Well, I mean, we had to catch up again. I mean, after all this COVID-19 business and us now getting back to some normality or whatever we're calling it now these days, I thought we should have a little gal chinwag. And besides, I need to talk to you.
Oh, Wilma? Yes, I just hope to break it to you, but someone's popping up and down your chimney. I mean, some blue-headed boy.
Oh, that's TJ.
Oh, yes, I'm getting to do my chimneys too. You see, him, Deborah, and that Jake fella, always knew it was bad news, broke my line of bars of bars.
Oh, and this is how they're paying back?
You got it earlier.
Now, what is that? Oh no, you got that Nancy Bourbon here.
I do, yes. In order to get the financial implications straight, she needs to appraise the vase. So that's what she's doing.
Well, do you not want to see how she's getting along?
Oh, I mean, I would love to see all the drama happen unfold. Well, Marion, I like to stay clear of Nancy Bourbon as much as possible.
I know what you mean, Wilma. I mean, the whole world does.
Well, Daisy, what are you doing here?
Honey, I thought I would catch you here. I'm going to head and talk to you about Deborah, TJ, and Jake.
Oh, Daisy.
Honey, this whole thing is ridiculous. They already apologized.
Oh, so you think that's it, Daisy? I mean, that might work with the Lord Almighty, but it does not work with Wilma Timber.
So you're going to work these poor kids to death? I mean, I've already seen TJ be popping up and down like a weasel up your chimney. And honey, I know also what Deb and Jack be doing around the house, doing your windows and cleaning up everything. But also now they're getting all your stuff for you, all your shopping. Honey, child, and they're doing it all for free, honey. You ain't paying them a dime.
They are paying back something that could never be enough. It's never over, Daisy, what they did to my Lana Barnes. Do you know it was in my family for so long, for generations and generations and generations, and simply because TJ needed a loo, he broke my vase.
Accidentally, honey, child. And if you say it's not the point, it's a principle, honey, child, I will... Don't get me started with you trying to quote the statistician, honey.
Well, Daisy, I mean, it's going to be so much drama, because not only is he working around there, getting to work around the house and do all sorts of stuff for her, but also she's suing them for the vase, plus emotional damage and interest. Oh, isn't this so exciting? Oh, the drama. Marion, which is me, lives for the drama.
Honey, chap, why do you all speaking like the third person, honey? I mean, you do it, Waterlea, you do it, Wilma Timber, you do it, Marion, which I'm just telling you, honey, chap. Either way, honey, haven't you put these poor kids through enough?
No. Not until payment has arrived. Not until it's over. And you know what, Daisy? It's never over. Because my Lana Vaza vase cannot be replaced. I'm telling you, it was priceless heirloom from my family. From my family's family. From their family. And from...
Oh, honey, child, look, there's Nancy Bourbon. Hi, guys.
Hi, Nancy Bourbon. How much was my Lana Vaza vase worth?
Well, so I kind of did a little check. And I checked double once, I checked twice, and yes, I managed to find out its entire worth.
Okay, lay it on me. How much?
Well, since it was bought from Wilkinson's, it's probably worth about 10 quid.
Wait. I think you're clearly mistaken, Nancy.
No, I'm not.
Excuse me, but this has been a family heirloom sent down from generation to generation.
The thing's worthless, Wilma.
Oh, but it says Wilkinson's at the bottom. But it's...
No buts, okay? It's worth 10 quid. To be honest, the thing looked awful anyway, so I think TJ did you a favour. Now, if you don't mind, can I get paid for this?
You are not getting paid for that. Not until you give me the real appraisal of what that thing's...
It's worth £10. And let me tell you now, if you're not going to pay me for my services, I will go to the law court and I will win. And not only that, I think I would need time for emotional distress and damages. And I think those poor kids too you're working with might need some of that too. Maybe we could do a joint kind of club, kind of fee thing. Joint lawsuit, I think that would work really well. I mean, seriously, I think it'd be fantastic.
Don't you dare. I mean, I will take you down with Patrick Timber or Mr. Tyler, or I'll take on Terry Magnus along with me.
Oh, here you go.
Dealing with the likes of you. I mean, seriously, I want you out of my sight, Nancy.
Oh, thank you so much, Wilma. The £5 will take me a long way.
As long as it's out of my sight.
Now, Wilma, honey child.
What?
You know what, honey. Stop those poor kids from slaving themselves to death, honey child. And stop paying people pittance, honey, for their job, honey child. You have got more money than creases, honey, and yet you ain't lifting a finger to pay anybody. That ain't right, honey child.
But in the words of Whitney Houston, it's okay. Because I'm going to make it anyway.
Chad, don't you be quoting Whitney Houston to me, honey, Chad. Go and take those poor kids out of your house now and tell them that it's over, that the price has been paid. Hallelujah, you do not need that vase anymore. But it was a stupid thing, honey, Chad, in the first place, to hold these people to a standard, honey, that they could never attain to. You working them day and night, all day, every day, for no money for eternity, because your vase from Wilkinson's would cost £10 was priceless in your eyes. Now do it now, honey child, or I'll get Nanny Prescott on you.
Oh my dear, don't, it's over, please, anything but that. Goodness me.
That's more like it, honey child.
You've been listening to What's Going On Grassy Valley. I'm the creator of the show, Thomas Taylor. Thank you so much for coming and listening to the show. It's always great to have you guys listen. We're on the episode 95, so we're nearly on the 100th episode. So do keep tuning in. Do tell others about the show. We're getting listeners from all over the world, and I don't know who you guys are, but I do hope you enjoy it. I mean, we've got people from Brazil, Ireland, US. I mean, it is a really, really small show, so I'm making it sound bigger than it is. But point being is, I'm so grateful for everyone who's listening across the pond, as it were. Do keep listening to tell others about the show. But until next time, bye-bye for now.